Soon afterwards, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his followers and a large crowd traveled with him. When he came near the town gate, he saw a funeral. A mother, who was a widow, had lost her only son. A large crowd from the town was with the mother while her son was being carried out. When the Lord saw her, he felt very sorry for her and said, "Don't cry." He went up and touched the coffin, and the people who were carrying it stopped. Jesus said, "Young man, I tell you, get up." And the son sat up and began to talk. Then Jesus gave him back to his mother. There are moments in life when it seems like there is no more hope, like everything is over. It is normal that in the world we are living at, these things happen often. Jesus arrives at a place, not without a purpose, although many people followed him to listen to him. Many of the people who were following him also had needs. He arrives at a place where there was someone who did not approach him, who did not know him. Therefore, he was not there looking to benefit himself. What attracts attention to this verse is that perhaps after having spent time at the place where he was preaching the word, he arrives at a place where he finds two types of crowds. A multitude that arrives happy to see what God was doing, the miracles, the wonders Jesus was doing, and they stop because they run into a crowd that was sad, crying, because they were saying their goodbyes to a young man who had died. Among this crowd are two persons who stand out. A man to whom life probably did not treat him in the most amicable way, and the Bible does not mention the reason why this young man had died. It simply shows us here that in front of everybody's eyes, they were taking this young man to be buried. He was already in a casket. For them, there was no longer hope. And for this young man, everything he dreamt about at some point, everything that he thought he could accomplish at some point, the day of his death, it vanished. The hope ended. His eyes closed. The other character we find is a woman, this young man's mother. It turns out that this young man was her only son, and this woman had already lost. She had already said goodbye to her husband, perhaps many years back, ending up a widow with only one consolation, her son, whom she could help, could raise, could guide. I begin to think, I invite you to imagine with me, this woman, after having lost her husband, ends up with her son and begins to work to be a father and a mother. She doesn't know anyone. She closes the doors to her house with the objective of raising her son, encouraging him, and dreaming about having grandchildren and having God's blessing at some point. To be able to be alive and hold her grandchildren in her arms and enjoy whatever life she had left. I imagine that all this woman's efforts, her dreams, they all focused on her son. And despite her husband's loss, she has some hope there. She still had her son who needed her alive. She had a driving engine, a motive. Just like I can ask you, which is your driving engine? Which is your motive to get up each day? And you could say, it's my children, it's my family, it's my household, because I long they don't go through what I went through. Perhaps these same dreams were inside this woman until one day she awakens to a harsh, hard reality with many questions difficult to understand, which was giving her painful and harsh news. A son who falls ill, and after much medical care, his heart does not resist and dies. This is something awful. There are moments in life that, when you go to bed, you want to wake up thinking that it was simply a dream. Perhaps you are listening to this audio and you feel identified with me because you knew at some point what it's like to receive bad news. How difficult it is to get up when you feel and see that what you had put your hopes on, which was the pillar that motivated you every day, is not there anymore. It is difficult. It is difficult to face certain situations. When you put your hope on that project and they told you that the project is going to be canceled, it's not going to continue. When you receive the good news that you were going to be promoted to another position, you go home and you tell your family, we are going to move to a better house. We are going to buy a car. Because they raised my salary. The company is doing good. And you begin to make changes. And about a month later, they tell you, you are fired. There are certain things that happen in life which I cannot tell you that they are a result of your decisions, which I cannot tell you that you looked for them. They simply happen because they are part of life itself. We cannot go through life questioning God for the things that happen because they are things which are part of life itself. When someone parts to be in the presence of God, it was his moment. If you go through a difficult time, it's your turn to face it. But not everything is bad, because there are also good moments. Moments which you can enjoy. Sadly, we spend more time holding on to the past and holding on to the future that we don't enjoy the present. And when bad times arrive, we don't have anything to be thankful for. We don't have anything to remember because we were simply desperate looking for something which we never received. And simply remembering things, which, if you could have done them, they would have been different. But it wasn't so. And therefore, we are not enjoying the here and now. Time is passing us by. Minutes, hours, seconds are passing us by. And we don't enjoy people, neither do we enjoy each gift God gives us. Haughtiness, pride, not forgiving, nor asking for forgiveness become part of our life. A life that is passing us by. Time that we don't enjoy being with our children because we spend more time submerging our work and in making money. But when you lose your family, you can arrive to a mansion. But what good does it do to live in a solitary mansion? What good does it do to have the latest model car if you don't have anyone to share it with? It is important that we stop. This woman, when she received this harsh news, her son dies. Great suffering embraces her. Many people approached her, not to give her a word of hope, but to cry with her. And this is the difference. Many people approach us simply to cry with us, and not to give us a voice of hope. When Jesus arrives at that place, he sees this woman's heart. Do you know what gets my attention? One can see the condition of humanity reflected in that woman and in that young man, and God's attitude toward man, toward humanity. Do you know why? Many times we tell people, look for God. But where are we going